What do we know about surgical volume and outcome in breast cancer?
There's a rapidly growing wealth of information that there's a direct relationship between both surgeon volume and hospital volume and eventual outcome. We've just completed a massive study in New York State of 1,800 general surgeons who treat breast cancer and found a direct linear relationship between the number of cancers treated per year and the survivorship of the patients. Patients treated by surgeons who treat more than 40 breast cancers a year had a 20% better survival than patients treated by surgeons who treat less than 10 a year. And the difference was highly statistically significant. When we compared hospital volume, we saw a similar factor where hospitals that treat more breast cancer have a better survivorship. However, on multivariate analysis, the surgeon was more important than the hospital. And so what you really want is a high-volume surgeon first, if you can choose that, more than simply a low-volume surgeon at a high-volume hospital.
I thought the oncologists were the ones who determined the survival.
No, they gild the lily. The home run is by the surgeon, and then we send him to you for the icing on the cake.
Maybe the high-volume surgeons work with better oncologists.
Well, we looked at that. High-volume surgeons have a more appropriate referral pattern to oncologists, to radiation oncologists. And remember, we keep going back to the PETO meta-analysis. But if local control matters, and we now have concrete proof that it does, then it certainly makes sense that the guy that focuses or the woman who focuses her attention on this in a high-volume way is likely to have better pathology support, may have better support in her office in general, and her patients will benefit from that.